Yeah, I mean, we were dealt a position in our absence. we weren't a band and became a big band, selling lots of records while not actually being a band together. So we came back, and suddenly the crowds were different. We played different places. Like when we came back in 2012, we weren't even close to playing the types of places that we played in the 90s. So it was a strange...
It was a strange transition.
It was as if some other people had toured under that name for 12 years, building up a reputation, and then we sort of stepped in. We're like, oh, we draw this many people now. This is interesting. It's a strange...
Because you have to remember, in the 90s, I mean, if we played a show in Berlin and 200 people showed up, we're like, boom, jackpot, that's amazing. So it's like, and yeah. I mean, you know, it
200
is,
people, was that was a,
that
big,
was a,
big,
that was
show.
A good show, yeah. So and now it's very different, and we did nothing to make that happen. I mean, we did put out a good record, and but we didn't tour or anything. So it was strange from going to the last show we did. We played in a basement in front of 60 people, maybe, in Harrisburg, Virginia. And then the next show was Coachella. So it's like, it's definitely a gap of pretty huge magnitude there.
But isn't that kind of frustrating? Like, oh, we worked our asses off and 60 people came and we did nothing and 1,000 people came?
Yeah, maybe this is the wrong tactics to do interviews and tour. We just put out a record and then go away for a couple of years. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's nothing that we could have foreseen. I mean, if we would have stayed together, that record might have taken off and we might have become bigger at that time. Mm-hmm. But we broke up, and that's just how life is. I mean, we put out the record and no one cared. And then 6 months after we put out the record, people started caring, but then we were doing different things. So it's just like...
I think, you know, we were young. We were very, very curious, very, very creative. So with the first full length and the first like EPs that we did, certain people liked us, we had a following, and then we came home, we made a new record, it sounded totally different, we put that out, and then suddenly those people were like, huh? And then some other people started liking us, and then we did the same thing again with the last record, put out a record, the people who'd liked the former one were like, what are you doing? And I think it was a strange way to be a band, to change your entire sound in between every record. But you know, it's possible that we'll do it again, but maybe now people sort of gotten used to it.
Maybe I wouldn't count on it, but
yeah.
Maybe
let's talk a bit about this musical